Done it a few times, that I know of, at least. I can't keep track of where everyone is all the time. The first time, she told me she'd just gone out for a walk to clear her head. But there was another morning when I woke up and she was gone, and when I looked out of the window, I could see that her car wasn't parked out front where it usually is. I think she probably goes to walk by the river, or to visit Katie's grave. I do that sometimes, though not in the middle of the night. I'd be scared to go in the dark. Plus, it would make me feel weird because it's what Katie did herself. She got up in the middle of the night and went to the river and didn't come back. I understand why Mum does it, though. It's the closest she can get to Katie now, other than maybe sitting in her room, which is something else I know she does sometimes. Katie's room is next to mine, and I can hear Mum crying. I sat down on the sofa to wait for her, but I must have fallen asleep, because when I heard the door go, it was light outside, and when I looked at the clock on the mantelpiece, it was 7:15. I heard Mum closing the door behind her, and then run straight up the stairs. I followed her up. I stood outside the bedroom and watched through the crack in the door. She was on her knees next to the bed, over on Dad's side, and she was red in the face like she'd been running. She was breathing hard and saying, "Alec, wake up."